Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke. You know what today is. For all those that have followed the show, you know what today is. It's Prediction Friday. For those that are new to the show, welcome. So what is today's show for those that are new? It is just picks galore all day long. Plus, I'll give you an update on round two of the Masters that is currently underway. Might actually be almost finished by now. It's 7 o'clock out there in Augusta, so it should be done by now. Round two should be done by now. So I'll give you an update on that as well. Plus, I'll give you the headlines. But of course, today is picks and picks galore. For my NBA fans, this is your final weekend of the regular season. The play-in tournament gets underway on the 15th. I believe either the 15th or the 16th. So by Monday or Tuesday. Either way, the last weekend of the regular season is officially underway for the NBA. Here we are. I'm going to start with you guys first. Let me open up the ESPN app first, and then we'll go. For my Yankee fans, sorry, fanboy alert is off for today. They got postponed. They got rained out. Their first game in Cleveland got rained out, so they had to move it up to tomorrow, just in case you weren't paying attention. Otherwise, yeah, let's go ahead and give you the Masters update right now. Okay, Hona is now tied. We have two golfers tied at 6 under after two rounds, or three really. Hona, DeChambeau, and my pick, Scottie Scheffler, still at 6 under. Otherwise, now, and those three are ahead by 2 strokes. I'm going to take a quick look, see where Tiger is, and then I'll get into the NBA picks. And then we'll get through this. Let's see. He was plus one when I, yeah, so Tiger is plus one. That's tied for 21st right now. That is, let's see, plus one. So it's minus six. Plus six. 7 strokes back heading into tomorrow. So Tiger probably made the cut. I don't know where the projected cut line is, but if he did, he broke that streak. Congratulations on that. Otherwise, that is your Masters update for right now. Again, your boy's pick is Scottie Scheffler. That is my pick for who will get the green jacket for the Masters, which I will watch a little bit of on Sunday because there's not a whole lot else to cover. But after all that talking, let's go ahead and give you guys the picks. Again, for my NBA fans, this is your final weekend of the season, of the regular season, that is. In the East, the Knicks clinched after their big win in Boston last night. So the Knicks right now are the 3 seed. They are a game back of Milwaukee for that 2 spot. But in the East, 3 spots are already clinched. And in the West, we have 5 of the 10 spots clinched in. And the play-in tournament now has Sacramento, Golden State, and the LA Lakers clinched in. So this is actually a big remaining weekend left. For those, again, as you've heard, and I've done it all season long, NBA fans, the lines are courtesy of ESPN Bet. So let's go ahead. Oh, look at that. They're not even revealing them. So we're going to go ahead and pick and see if ESPN Bet even has those. There we go. Now they're doing them. Okay. Take the Sixers at minus 6.5. I'll take that one there. So take the Sixers at 6.5. Let's go with the Celtics over the Hornets. Let's see what line is there. See, I got to go by hand now, which is very silly. But and of course, when you want to do it quickly, your phone wants to not do this. So let me go ahead, finish this out. Turn that off. Pop back in. Okay. Let's go Celtics minus 7.5 over the Hornets. So, Sixers minus 6.5 over the Magic. Celtics minus 7.5 over the Hornets. And then let's go for this one. Let's take the Knicks minus 11.5 at home over the Nets. And then for the final game of today, let's jump all the way down. Just for giggles and poops, a little more play and implications here. Let's take the Suns minus 4.5 over the Kings. Those are your picks today. So again, take the Suns, take the Knicks, take the Celtics, and take the Sixers. Those are your winners today. And then they're going to take Saturday off, so it actually is easy for me to do. Let's go. Let's see if they have the line for Sunday's games, if at all. Okay, they don't. So I got to do the confidence scale for the Sunday games. Let's go Celtics over Wizards. Let's go Knicks over the Bulls. Let's go with the Kings over the Trailblazers. And I'll throw in one more. So this confidence scale is going to be at a 40. Let's go with the Clippers over the Rockets. So let's say 7. So Kings over Trailblazers, that's a 7. Clippers over Rockets, that's a 10. Knicks over the Bulls, that's an 8. So that right there is at a 25. And then the Celtics, again, this is for Sunday. Celtics over the Wizards, that's a 10. So that's a 35 out of 40. So that's actually not bad as far as confidence points. That's a 35 for confidence points. So again, those are your picks in the NBA for this weekend as your regular season winds down. In the NHL, let's get you guys going now. Let's jump it in. We're going to pick the Golden Knights and the Wild. Let's see where it is there. Take Vegas minus 175 on the money line and take the under at 5.5 as far as goals. That is very, very interesting as far as it being that low. But I'll stick with it. 3-2 Vegas over Minnesota. That is game number one. And the money line is at minus 175 for Vegas for today. And then, where am I? Game number two, Calgary and Anaheim. This is just giggles and poops, so take the money line on this one. Let's go with the Ducks at plus 120. Why not? Ducks at the money line, plus 120. The over-under on this one is 6.5. Take the over. And the third game, this is interesting. Let's go to Chicago for this one. Let's go with the Predators minus 250 on the money line and take the under for the goals. The under for this game is at 6.5. I will go with the under for that one, and I will take Nashville on the money line minus 250. So again, your picks for today are Nashville, Anaheim, and Vegas. Those are your picks for today. For tomorrow, let's see if they have the money line for those. Otherwise, I got to do the confidence scale again. Let's go Bruins, Penguins first. Okay, they have the line for those now. For tomorrow, take the Bruins minus 130 and take the under at 5.5 for the goals. So take the Bruins to win and take the under for the goals at 5.5. Again, let's take a look, see how well the Bruins are on the road. That is a 22-8-9 record. So if you combine the 9 overtime losses, that's 22-17. They're 5 games over. Okay, that's doable. So again, go Boston minus 130 and take the under at 5.5. For game number 2, let's go Lightning over the Capitals. So that means the money line is at minus 135 for Tampa, and then take the over for the goals in this game. Over set at 6.5, so take the over and take Tampa at minus 135. And then game number 3, let's jump all the way back down west for the freeway faceoff, the final time in the year for these two teams. I think it's the final freeway faceoff of the year. Since this one doesn't have a line posted, let me go ahead and do the confidence scale for this one. I was wrong on Tuesday. I will not be right again. I'm taking the Ducks on the road at Crypto.com Arena. My confidence scale, though, very low. I'm going to go with a 6 on this one. So I'll go with a confidence scale of 6 for the Ducks over the Kings. So again, your game picks for tomorrow. Oh, that is tomorrow, right? Yeah. I jumped in. Yeah, that is tomorrow. What did I do today? Yeah, no, that is tomorrow. So, sorry, I'm jumping through here. So, take the Bruins, take the Ducks over the Kings, and go with the Lightning. I know I had the Lightning in here somewhere. Yeah, take the Lightning over the Capitals. So take the Lightning, take the Ducks, and take the Bruins. Those are your winners today or for tomorrow. And then to wrap up your weekend, only 3 games, so this is actually very easy for me. That way I don't have to lose. Let's see. Avalanche and Golden Knights. We're going to have to go with the confidence scale on all these games here. So I'm going to go 6 for the Golden Knights. Again, these are Sunday's games. I'm going to go 6 for the Golden Knights over the Avalanche. I'm going to take the Blues over the Kraken. That is at an 8. And I'll go with the Hurricanes over the Blackhawks. That is a 10. So that is 24 out of 30 as far as confidence point scale. Not as high as the NBA one, but it'll go with it. So 24 out of 30 in the confidence scale for the NHL. And those are your picks for the National Hockey League for this weekend. For my baseball fans, again, you will not have to hear me nauseate about the Yankees because that game got postponed. So, of the games that are underway now, in fact, a bunch of them are now, the Twins and Tigers are in a rain delay, so that is off. The game just will get underway soon. It should get underway soon anyway. So when it does, I don't think they have the line for it out yet. I don't think they do. Yeah, they don't have the line out for this one, so I just got to pick this one straight up. I'm going to go with the Tigers to win this one. The Pirates beating the Phillies in the Battle of Pennsylvania, 1-0. That game's in the top of the third. I think the Pirates are going to hold on there. The Giants and the Rays in St. Pete, scoreless right now, but it's at the top of the second, so the Giants have 2 guys on right now. Brewers and Orioles right now on Apple TV. That game is scoreless. Rockies and Blue Jays, that's scoreless. I'm going to go with both AL East teams in this one. And then the Red Sox and Angels meet again, this time in Fenway. I'm taking the Angels. After what I saw with the Red Sox this week with the Orioles series, yeah, it's about time that defense got exposed. It's about time that bullpen gets a little exposed from the Red Sox. I too am taking the Angels over the Red Sox in this one as well. So, and then you got the Braves and the Marlins. The Braves are up 1-0. And then the Royals and the Mets are tied 0-0. I'm taking the Braves to win that one. So, of the games that have yet to go off, I'm going to pick from those ones. So, let's go to Seattle first for the Cubs and the Mariners. Let's see the lines. The money line right now is Mariners at 130. Jordan Wicks is on the mound for the Cubs. 4.15 ERA to Bryce Miller's 3. My theory with baseball, take the, when in doubt, go with the pitcher with the lower ERA. So I am going to go with the money line there. I'm going to go Mariners at 130 and take the under at 7.5. Again, Bryce Miller's ERA is at a 3, so expect this to be a little lower. I'm going to go 4-1 Mariners over the Cubs. Game number 2 will be in LA for this pick. Go with the Dodgers minus 195. Yamamoto makes his second start at Dodger Stadium. Dominated the last time he pitched at Chavez Ravine. He actually did pretty dang well against the Cubs in his last start. Yeah, he's got a 4 ERA. Michael King goes for the Padres. And after all that, what I said with the ERA, I'm just going to throw that out the window. I'm taking the Dodgers minus 130, minus 195 on the money line. And take the over. The Dodgers have been on a roll when it comes to scoring runs. Expect them to get another 5 runs with this one. I'm gonna go 6-2 Dodgers over the Padres. As much as I like Michael King, it's gonna be a rough day for him tonight. And then the third game, let's jump down to Arizona for this third one. Let's go. Let's see. Brandon Pfaadt is going for the D-backs. Minus 125 for the D-backs. I'm going to go with Arizona there and take the under at 9.5 as far as the runs. Let's see. Steven Matz is going for the Cardinals. His ERA is at 1, but I do like the D-backs when they play at home. That team's just set more different. That team just plays differently at home. I'm going to go with the D-backs minus 125 and take the under at the under for the runs at 9.5. Spread is always at 1.5. I don't know why. But the over-under, take the under at 9.5 and take the money line at minus 125 for the D-backs. Those are your picks for tonight. Tomorrow, I'm not touching the doubleheaders too much. So for this one, let's go with game number 1 of Yankees-Guardians. Yeah, since they only have the doubleheaders, there's no line for those. So, let's go Yankees at a confidence scale of 7. Let's go the Twins over the Tigers in game 1 of their doubleheader. That confidence scale is at a 7. So both of those are at a 7. That's a 14 out of 20. And then game number 3, let's jump all the way down to the Dodgers and Padres. A lot of West Coast love for this weekend. And they already have the lineup for tomorrow. And the pitching matchup, Gavin Stone goes for the Dodgers tomorrow. Okay, minus 195 for the Dodgers. And take the under for the over-under for tomorrow's game as well. The over-under for tomorrow's game is set at 9.5, but I will go with the under for that one. The Dodgers do have a good offense, but the Padres can match it. I'm going to go 9.5 there as well. So take the Dodgers both today and tomorrow. Take the Yankees over the Guardians. And take the Twins over the Tigers in game number 1. Now in game number 2, this is why I don't touch doubleheaders anymore, because you're guaranteed to have a split. It takes a miracle to have a sweep. You know, you have to be a really bad team to get swept in a doubleheader. I like Cleveland. Even without Shane Bieber, I do think they're the best team in the Central. They have not played like it right now, but it's going to be at least a close one there. And then tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Sunday rather. Let's wrap this up. Get you guys the picks, and then I'll wrap it up with the NASCAR runs. For Sunday, we're going to go with the Angels over the Red Sox in that season finale as well. Not just the series finale, but the season finale of Angels-Red Sox. I'm going to go with the Angels. Let's see who the pitching matchup is. Okay, you got Tyler Anderson against Bello. Or Bello. Let's see. Bello's at a 4. Tyler Anderson has nothing. So, I will go with the Angels to wrap this up. I do have the Angels winning today as well. So, go the Angels today and Sunday. go with the sweep for the Dodgers over the Padres. That's game number two. And then game number three, I'm staying away from the Yankees for this one. I know they've, for some weird reason, Major League Baseball has shoved the Lone Star rivalry down our throats very early. But I'm going to go with the Astros over the Rangers in this one. This time around, this game's at Minute Maid Park. Christian Javier will be on the mound on Sunday. His ERA is at 110, 145. It'll be close. Nathan Eovaldi, it is not October. So Nathan Eovaldi, even though he's proven to be the ace of that staff these last couple years, I do think the Astros will end up winning that game. So for Sunday, take the Angels, Dodgers, and Astros. Those are your picks for this weekend in Major League Baseball. Let's see how much time I have left. Oh, God, I do not. All right. Because otherwise I can run through the UFL stuff. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just run through it real quick. Let's go to here, see if there's a... Okay, they don't even have the lines for those. All right, so I'll just do the NASCAR picks instead. For my NASCAR pick, they are in Texas this weekend. They were at COTA, which is in Austin. But this time around, they're going to be at Texas Motor Speedway, which is in Fort Worth. So, this time around, the Hendrick dominance will continue. I think Kyle Larson, the last time NASCAR was on a mile-and-a-half track, he did win that race in Vegas. I do think it's going to happen again. I will take Kyle Larson as the pick, and then the backup choice will be Martin Truex. Those will be my choices for this weekend in NASCAR. With that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. Have a great weekend. Peace out. I'll see you guys Monday. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to this show on Spotify, Apple if you know the trick, YouTube Music, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well, or anywhere else you get this podcast. You can also watch this show on Rumble.com or download the Rumble app in the Google Play or Apple App Store. Once you do that, search for the username ADGurke. That's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. On Rumble. Again, that's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E on Rumble. If you don't want the algorithm to suck you up, you do have to subscribe. But if you just want to watch the videos again, that's A-D-G-E-H-R-K-E. This episode is episode 694. For those who do subscribe, like, comment, and share so we can sneak up the algorithms. Speaking of algorithms, you can either follow this show on its Facebook page, which is the Austin's Audit Podcast, the Instagram hashtag, the Austin's Audit Podcast, or you can follow my personal accounts. You have to go on X for post-episode interaction. That's at Austin underscore Gurke on X. Again, that's at Austin underscore Gurke on X for post-episode interaction. And for giggles and poops, you can either follow my Instagram, which is at Austin Spamanti. That's A-U-S-T-I-S-P-A-M-A-N-T-I. Or... you can go on my Snapchat, which is AustinGurke14. That is my name, Austin Gurke, and my favorite number, 14. With that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching. This has been the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gurke. Peace out, and I'll see you guys Monday.